Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The upset in a Democratic congressional primary in New York State this week is sparking additional optimism in the campaign of a Democratic challenger here in Massachusetts. Congressional candidate Boston City Councilor Ayanna Pressley calls herself inspired by the victory of 28-year-old Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
She has been fearless, and she has challenged and disrupted every conventional narrative about who has a right to run and who can win.
Ocasio-Cortez defeated longtime incumbent Congressman Joseph Crowley in New York. Crowley had been in office just as long as Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano, the incumbent targeted by Ayanna Pressley. Massachusetts Politico reporter Lauren Dzinski is covering that race and says Crowley and Capuano have a lot in common.
Both of them are 10-term, scandal-free white male incumbents who represent these majority-minority districts. Both of their challengers, Ayanna Pressley and Ocasio-Cortez, are women of color who are waging what are seen as long-shot bids against these incumbents. The thing, though, is that Joe Crowley and Michael Capuano are running two very different campaigns.
How are they different?
Joe Crowley was seen as someone who never really truly acknowledged the seriousness of the challenge by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Another thing, too, is that Joe Crowley, being so high up in leadership in Congress, always kind of represented a more moderate Democrat, whereas, you know, Ocasio-Cortez was very far to the left. Michael Capuano is very different because he has always been extremely liberal, even before this challenge from Ayanna Pressley. You know, he was one of the very few who even boycotted Trump's inauguration. Capuano has kind of occupied this very far left space all the time in a way that people wanted to see Joe Crowley that he never really was.
And Mike Capuano is taking the Pressley candidacy seriously.
Yeah, and one way in which we're seeing Capuano take Pressley's challenge seriously is coming from the endorsements. Now, endorsements can often be criticized as kind of false indication of support. You know, sometimes it doesn't necessarily say very much. But for Capuano, he has locked down the support very publicly of people who otherwise could have been with Ayanna Pressley. Individuals like Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, the Congressional Black Caucus PAC, and former Governor Deval Patrick.
But if progressives are rejecting the status quo and incumbency, couldn't the endorsements from Walsh and former Governor Patrick in a way prove to be a drag on Capuano's campaign if very far left-leaning progressives are all ginned up?
That's certainly something that the Pressley campaign will want to kind of seize onto. You know, Ayanna Pressley has come at this race as she wants to have a better representation of the district by looking like the district. She's a woman of color. This is a majority-minority district. And she's really arguing that she has the life experiences to add to the richness of the representation that she could offer in a way that Mike Capuano, as a white man, simply can't.
Big picture, do you think Ocasio-Cortez's win might change the nature of this race here in Massachusetts?
Ayanna Pressley's supporters, as well as her campaign, are certainly hoping so. This type of win can create momentum and national interest in a race that can translate into money, into support from outside groups who maybe weren't interested in crossing Capuano before. Ocasio-Cortez's victory, she defeated an incumbent Democrat for the very first time this cycle. Now that has happened. So Ayanna Pressley's bid in taking on an incumbent Democrat now becomes more feasible. Her campaign now has something that they can point to this cycle to say, this works. We feel that we have the components to make it happen. Donate to our campaign. Volunteer for our campaign.
Lauren Dzinski is a Massachusetts-based reporter for Politico. Thanks a lot, Lauren.
Thank you for having me.